be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again.
I got a crazy teacher, he wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf. And today's show, to mark the beginning of the month of December, and in fact the last day of fall term classes here at Queen's University, we're going to have an all-Beatles show. I've had shows devoted to the Beatles before because they are among the most covered bands by jazz artists that one can find, most covered pop bands, that is. And I had great difficulty narrowing down my choices. There are literally dozens, if not hundreds, of different covers of Beatles songs. There are entire albums by jazz artists devoted to Beatles songs. So we're going to have a bit of a selection, and we will begin with one of the great American guitar heroes, Al DiMeola, who's 68 years old, well known for his incredibly fast playing style, but also for his work with Mediterranean and flamenco style music. He, too, has had a crack at the Beatles, and we're going to hear from an album called, appropriately, Across the Universe, his version of that late Beatles classic, Hey Jude. Thank you. Jude. Let's hear from another American guitar great, this from an earlier generation. Wes Montgomery had a relatively short career. He died in 1968 at only the age of about 42 or 3, and one of his very last albums was entitled A Day in the Life, and it featured as its title track that very same song from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which had only come out the same year, 1967. So this is one of the last Wes Montgomery albums from 1967, his version of Lennon and McCartney's A Day in the Life. West Montgomery and A Day in the Life. Let's switch from guitar to trio format, and the next song actually does have a guitar in it, but only in the title of the song, and it is, of course, that late Beatles track, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and this is from a trio recording by the Brian Brown Trio. Brian Brown was a Montreal-born Canadian pianist and bandleader who left us just about 4 years ago in his early 80s. And in the 1970s, with the CBC label, he released a trio album devoted to entirely Beatles tracks. Let's hear his version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That was the Brian Brown Trio, and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Back to the States now, in Chicago, where Kurt Elling, otherwise known as the owner and occupant of President Barack Obama's former Chicago home. Kurt Elling is a very well-known and prominent American jazz vocalist. He is multitudinously nominated for Grammys and other awards. In 2011, his The Gate album was nominated for a Grammy in the Best Jazz Vocal category, and it features a star-studded lineup of John Petrucci on double bass, Terry Angeli on percussion, and Bob Mentzer on tenor saxophone, along with others. We will hear from that album Kurt Elling's version of that mid-Beatles wonderful song, Norwegian Wood.
She started to laugh. told her I didn't, and I crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown. A fire, isn't it good? Norwegian wood. Norwegian
Kurt Elling's take on Norwegian Wood, the song which originally came out on the Beatles' 1965 album, Rubber Soul. Let's go to their very next album, of course, Revolver, which is often regarded as the major transition or inflection point between early Beatles and Sgt. Pepper and thereafter Beatles. I actually think it was a little bit more of a smooth transition. You can see some changes already in Rubber Soul, but that's for Beatles aficionados to argue about. Anyway, this version is a harp version from the jazz and pop crossover guitarist Aaron Hill, who is also a vocalist and sings on this. After this, we'll take a short break and be back with more Jazz Artists Meet the Beatles. You're listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9, and here's Aaron Hill performing one of the best-loved Beatles tracks, and it is Eleanor Rigby.
She keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
I look at all the lonely people. I
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Looking for a way to get involved in your Queens or Kingston community? Look no further, because CFRC 101.9 FM is always welcoming new volunteers. We have so many roles here that include live and pre-recorded music and spoken word programming, DJing special events, podcasting production and recording, news content development, music library support, social event planning, and even more. If you like what you've heard, be sure to visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer to fill out a form now to get started.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses with Daniel Wolf on CFRC 101.9. Today's program is devoted entirely to jazz covers of Beatles songs, and there are many, many. Just before the break, we heard harpist Aaron Hill's version of Eleanor Rigby. We'll go back a year now to the album Help, and perhaps the single most played and most covered Beatles song of all time, and that is the one that Paul McCartney just on the spur of a moment just wrote down and has become, I think, almost the quintessential early Beatles song, early to mid Beatles song. It is, of course, Yesterday. Here it is done in a solo piano form by the late great Canadian jazz and ragtime pianist John Arpin. John Arpin died in 2007, actually, at just the age of 70. So he had lots and lots and lots of music. In 2002, he recorded 7 CDs of piano solo music just alone on the April Avenue record label. And his complete list of compilations on Wikipedia runs to 3 columns. Let's hear John Arpin's version of Paul McCartney's Yesterday.
Thank you.
Canadian pianist John Arpin and Yesterday. A little reminder, folks, that we are still in pledge season, and we appreciate your support at the station. We thank you, those who have already generously donated, but if you haven't, you've still got time to get some fantastic swag in our raffle, or get a tax receipt. If you go to the CFRC station website, you will have options of either getting the swag or getting the receipt via the Queen's University Advancement website. So please give generously. If you would like to keep our programs on the air, we do need and appreciate your support. Back to our music now, and I'm going to play two versions of the same song, and it is one from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is easily my favorite Beatles album. And I have a particular reason for playing this particular song, When I'm 64, because today actually happens to be my 64th birthday. So happy birthday to me. We're going to hear two versions of When I'm 64. The first is from a jazz artist who died just under a year ago in January of this year, Bobby Goren Long, who was better known by her stage name B.G. Adair. Her initials B.G., and she married a man named Bill Adair. She was well known for performances with the B.G. Adair Trio. She was actually also a music teacher at one point in her career. She was a Kentuckian, but died in Franklin, Tennessee, which is where she spent most of her adult life. Let's hear her version of When I'm 64. After that, we will hear a different version without further interruption from the jazz announcer slash birthday boy, and that will be very different version by an all-saxophone quartet called the Austria Saxophone Quartet und Deutsches Saxophon Ensemble. And so here we go, two versions of When I'm 64. Thank you. We just heard two versions of When I'm 64, and I hope you'll excuse that little bit of self-indulgence, but one doesn't turn 64 every day. The first was by B.G. Adair, and the second by the Austria Saxophone Quartet. Let's go now to another track from Sgt. Pepper, and that is She's Leaving Home. We're going to hear from Keon Harold, who did the trumpet performance in Don Cheadle's recent biopic on Miles Davis. And Keon's been around since the late 90s and is both a vocalist and a trumpeter. This is from an album called A Day in the Life, Impressions of Pepper, which is jazz versions of songs entirely from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. After we hear from Keon, we're going to hear from percussionist and fusion pop crossover artist Makaya McCraven, who is a drummer and vibraphonist. So Keon Harold first with She's Leaving Home, and then Makaya McCraven will follow up directly with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. just heard two tracks from the album A Day in the Life, Impressions of Pepper, jazz artists doing songs all from the Beatles' 1967 classic, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The first was Keon Harold, trumpeter, with She's Leaving Home, followed by percussionist Micaiah McRaven and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And once again, my song selection eyes were bigger than the space available to me in this 1 hour, so we're going to have to leave it there. I had hoped to play something by the Shelley Berg Trio, their version of Blackbird, but I think I'm going to save that for another show, because I don't want to, it's a great version of the song, and I don't want to just cut it off after a minute. So we will stop right here. You have been listening to an All Beatles edition of Dark Glasses, All Beatles Covers, that is. My name is Daniel Wolfe. This is Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. Until next time, it is December, so stay warm and keep safe.
Sunglasses tonight, so I can watch you live and breathe your star light. Now wear my sunglasses.
On Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richardson Stadium comes alive. Alex Freakin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's Football on CFRC.
Folk Everything is your passport to the